It's a good time to bring in this gentleman, and I use the term gentleman because he really is. He's our buddy Dan Schlossberg, terrific author. He's written so many great baseball books, including the new Baseball Bible. You can get that, folks, at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. It has to be a staple if you're a baseball fan. Keep it close by because, man, it's some good reading, that's for sure. So let's see. Travel Thursdays a couple of weeks ago was on a Thursday. Last week it was on a Friday. This week it's on a Wednesday. What do I know? Hey, Dan, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing well. How are you?
Why don't we talk next Tuesday? What do you think?
Anytime you want.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm glad we're calling and talking the day before, the day after the Hall of Fame voting, because obviously you're a baseball writer and have been of some note for a long time. Obviously, the results are in, and Ortiz gets the vote, but a lot of guys didn't reach the requisite 75%.
Well, there's four guys pretty shrouded in the controversy.
Sure.
And Red Sox Nation could be celebrating and mourning at the same time.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ortiz was a major staple of the Red Sox for many years. He deserved to get in on the first ballot. I'm glad he did. But Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling, who pitched for the Red Sox, did not get in, and neither did Barry Bonds or Sammy Sosa. But you know what's really interesting about those four guys? They're going to have another shot later this year because one of the veterans committees is meeting in December. And if they're on the 10-man ballot, they could get in through that Veterans Committee.
Well, that's interesting. Well, Schilling has already said he'd rather be voted in by the Veterans Committee. Well, that's not a slam dunk, considering some of the reasons that he's not in. And that would be, you know, encouraging, you know, harm to come to some journalists along the way because they didn't agree with his political views. That's not going to sit well with a lot of journalists, I would think.
Very true, Bob. And also, what's difficult about that Veterans Committee ballot, it's restricted to 10 names, and there are at least 27 strong candidates for that ballot.
Ah, interesting. You know, I was very interested, and we're going to get to Southern Delaware in a second, but I was very interested in the fact that Scott Rolen has started to really move on up in 4 or 5 years on the ballot. He's almost there, and I've never considered him to be a Hall of Famer. What's your take on him?
Well, he's definitely rolling in the right direction.
Yeah.
But he's being powered more by his defense than anything else. He was a great third baseman. But I agree with you. I never considered him to be a Hall of Famer either, especially since you followed Mike Schmidt in Philadelphia.
Yeah, good point. Schmidt, obviously one of the greats of all time. All right, so let's talk about a great place to go, and that's Southern Delaware. I've been there many, many times, been down to Rehoboth Beach. I haven't been in a long time, but I've been there many times. It's a beautiful place to stay. So let's talk a little about Southern Delaware. Let's start off with places to go and stay.
There are a lot of new places that are opening coming up this year, and one of them is the Hyatt House in Lewis, I guess is pronounced, in Rehoboth Beach. 105 rooms designed for extended stays. I love hotels designed for extended stays, and you can bring your dog with you.
Ah, you're a big pet-friendly hotel guy, aren't you? Yeah.
I am very much so. And the Avid Hotel Millsboro is another place that's opening up, 79 rooms, and again, bring your dog. There's an outdoor pool. You got to have an indoor pool, though, in Delaware, because if you want to go down in the winter, there's certain months you just can't use that outdoor pool.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I see that there's a bit of a theme here because you talk about the Hotel Bethany Beach, and that one's pet-friendly as well. I think you like your pet.
Pet-friendly, too, and free breakfast. And if it's free, it's for me. So also, it's near all the best sites and the boardwalk eateries and sunshine activities. So it's really a great place to stay, Hotel Bethany Beach. But there's so many things to do in Southern Delaware. You know, it's a small state. It's a tiny state. You can get there by train from New England. But, you know, a lot of things to do. And, you know, my favorite one is the Delaware Seashore State Park because you can take in both the sunset and the moonrise. And on Saturday, April 16th, now our listeners should be writing this down, between 6:30 and 9 o'clock, Saturday, April 16th, gather at the Indian River Inlet and experience what it feels like to be in the middle of a celestial event. Watch the sunset over the bay, and then turn around and watch the full moon rise over the ocean.
Whoa.
And you can learn about the history of the inlet and the bridge. really interesting. And best part, Bob, it's free.
It's free.
Paid park entry.
Yeah, how about that? That's pretty good. That's at the Delaware Seashore State Park, which I've been to. It's a beautiful area down there. They got a lot of things to do down in Delaware, southern Delaware. You know, the botanical gardens, a lot of different tours of different things. A lot of things to do down in southern Delaware.
Yes, and in the spring, that botanical garden you just mentioned, the bulbs are going to flower from March through April, bringing early spring color. There are 84,000 species bulbs that were just planted, so that's something to see. And a lot of small flowering trees that are going to flower this spring along the trails. Just a gorgeous place. Bring your camera. It's a really beautiful place to get an early preview of spring. If you're from New England, get down to Southern Delaware and get an early preview of spring. And, you know, moving on down to something to eat, May through November, Delaware Culture Seafood Oyster Tours.
All right.
Feed to Supper, and takes participants through the entire lifespan of an oyster raised at Delaware Culture Seafood. And you get a boat ride out of this thing, get to smell the fresh ocean air, and here's the best part. They have ocean cowboys lassoing a couple of suckers from the water below as you from your boat. So you'll catch the crabs and the clams, and of course the oysters.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. Also, I know you're big into museums, as am I. There's an aviation museum foundation there in Delaware. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I did not realize this was even there, Bob. The Warbird Flight Adventures offers a limited opportunity for guests to not only walk a mile in the shoes of the greatest generation and other heroes, but actually soar on the wings of the legendary aircraft in the collection. So you can actually fly in a combination of warbirds not available anywhere else.
All right, let's talk about eating and drinking, two of the things that I think a lot of people like to do well when they're vacationing, and in southern Delaware they can certainly do that. Give me a couple of spots that jump out at you down there in southern Delaware.
Well, I like savoring our coastal heritage, which is newly expanded in the post-COVID world. You can tour the historic Indian River Lifesaving Station, one of the oldest oceanfront buildings along Delaware's coast, and learn about the daily lives of the men that served at the station and the heroic rescues they performed, and then sit down to a locally sourced dining experience.
Mm.
There's a lantern-lit walk on the beach to hear local tales full of tragedy and mystery, and tickets you can get to destateparks.com by September 1st, 2022.
All right, and another place that I've been to, as a matter of fact, the Ocean View Brewing Company on Atlantic Avenue. Great ocean views. It's a phenomenal place to go.
Yes, and it's opening again in spring of 2022, so that's pretty soon, which is a good thing. Pub-style sandwiches, which I like, suitable for sharing, which I also like.
Okay, and also the Lewis Oyster House, which is coming soon. Another one that's opening up pretty soon, right?
That's going to be the iconic Walsh Building on 2nd Street in Lewis, and that is where the Lewis Cape May Ferry comes in. So everything is pretty small and walkable. So if you're coming by ferry, you can get over there pretty easily.
Yeah, I've taken the ferry down, and it's a terrific way to go because, you know, you can drive or take the train down there and then, you know, hop on board the ferry, and it's a beautiful ride down there. And folks, if you want to find out more, obviously you can probably Google Southern Delaware and probably find out everything you need to know. But there's also a couple of sites that you can suggest, right?
Oh, very much so. And one thing listeners really need to know, they can get great discounts if you stay at a participating hotel and bike or paddle Southern Delaware Scenic Land or Water Trails while receiving exclusive offers from restaurants, breweries, distilleries, and shops. You can do this on your phone through an app, and the app is Southern Delaware Bike and Stay Package or the Southern Delaware Paddle and Stay Package, and you can find out about those when making your hotel reservation. So you'll get a code upon check-in, gives you access to an interactive trail map and special offers from area businesses. Pick your route and start getting discounts on your journey.
Man, I tell you, traveling has taken on a whole different meaning with, the different apps you can tap into. It's amazing. Or you can, folks, just go to visitsoutherndelaware.com, and that'll give you a lot of information about where to go, things to do, places for food and drink. And again, as Danny tells you, a lot of things are going to be opening up in 2022, which is phenomenal news. We're all looking to try to get back to as close to normal, especially from a travel standpoint, as we possibly can. Hey, Danny, thanks for bringing it to the fore today. I appreciate it, buddy.
Always a pleasure, Bob, and great talking baseball with you, too.
All right, and always, let's do it again next week. Are we back to Thursdays again next week?
We are back to Thursdays.
Okay, something new and exciting. All right, I'm looking forward to it. Danny, stay safe in the meantime, okay?
You too, Bob. Talk to you then.
Thanks, buddy. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, here at WLIS and WMRD.